ואמרתי בליבי, לא עכשיו. ואמרתי בליבי, שאחר בעניין הזה ספר, שיהיה מסחלג על שורש חובס הלבבס ומצווס המצפונם, ולסומו מאסף לכל. ושיהיה מספיק בעניינם, ומורה הדרך הטובה והישרה, ומנהג במנהגי הקדמונים ומוסר החסידים, the Chovas HaLevavos organized the Sefer around the Shoreshim, the principles, the major principles and categories of Chovas HaLevavos. U'meir Mishnas HaPisius. Right, it will awaken from the slumber of foolishness. Shomer Psoim Hashem, Machkim Es Pesim. Right, the imagery of that if a person isn't focused on what's important in life, then it's as if he goes through life sleepwalking. Right, that we know from the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, U Yishenim Yishenaschem, the Rabben Yonah and Shavit Tshuva. Umeyu Mishnas HaPesius, Umaamik B'dikduke HaChachma HaZos, Umaskir Das HaLokim B'Torosov, V'Gorim HaTzolos HaNefesh, Umazaris HaOse, Umaare HaMisale, Umayasher HaMakdem, Umargil HaMisache. So not only is the Sefer Chovas HaLevavos designed to teach us Chovas HaLevavos, but there's also in Avodas Hashem, again here Chovas HaLevavos, particularly in that tchum, but it's true more broadly as well. Sequence is also important. Miyasha Hamakdim, right? Someone who is prematurely involved in Samavoda, so it sets him straight. Umargil Hamisacher, and someone who is delaying for later an Avoda, which is supposed to come earlier. It's true in Talmud Torah, it's true in Avodas Hashem in general, that there's a natural progression, and we need to go min hamukdam el hamu'uchar, and when we don't follow that natural and necessary sequence, it doesn't work. Maybe we'll come back and elaborate that at one point or another. Bekashas aman bilasas vashas kamte lev mechiba ha-sefer hazeh ve'isi ki ein ish kamoni roi lecha v'chiba kamohu v'shi'arti v'nafshi So he had second thoughts and consider himself unworthy to write this sefer. V'she'arti v'nafshi ki kochi kotzor mechalek machlekosef kefi hatzorach lo mekoven hadomi v'einai v'kotzor dati v'chalisho sechli mehasig ha'inyanim. He questioned his ability, his qualifications to be able to understand and present and organize as it needs to be. That was one reservation he had to overcome. The other reservation was v'she'eneni boki b'tzachos loshon ha'aravi. I'm not such a master of Judeo-Arabic. Asher bo chiverti also, which was the language in which the sefer was going to be written. Mipnei shehi krova lahavin lerov anshei doreinu. V'yoreisi she'etrach v'dava yosem min haro'i v'she'evo bo'az hamida hanachona ad she'amati v'nafshi loshe b'machshavti v'lahashiva mimash eskima olav. The other questions look like this. You know, we're almost a millennium later, and you know, so with the benefit of historical hindsight, so we rather wistfully think, you know, if only the Chumash Halavos would have written the Sefer in Lashon HaKodesh, so for the past close to 1,000 years, so how long after he was Mechaber the Sefer that was it studied in the original? I don't know, into the 12th century, and I'm not sure how long. So why didn't he have that that long term perspective? So for close to, again, for so many hundreds of years, so in Tayman they continued to learn the Chavos Halvavos in the original, but the rest of the world. So we're all getting it in a cliche name. Yeah, the same question you can ask on the Rambam, what he you know, what he wrote in Arabic. All the medieval classics. And I guess you could say, you know, that in their humility, you know, they didn't think they were going to stand on top of the bestseller list, you know, for the next 1,000 years. I'll buy for the next 25 and 50 years, you know, the Chavos Halvavos will be on the bestseller list. Maybe, but I don't know. So it could be that the pshat is as follows. Now, the Rishonim understood, you know, the cycle of Golos is, you know, in case those of us in America didn't understand it, recent events and trajectory is clearly reminding us. Every golus is temporary. Whether it yields to the Gula Hasida Halavai or whether it yields to another golus, but every golus is temporary. So a golus in Muslim Spain is temporary, and therefore the fact that the language is Arabic is temporary. It's not that, Avada Rishonim understood that. And again, you know, the problem with the you know, attributing it to their humility is that humility is not supposed to it is not supposed to result in lack of perspective. And it doesn't. Genuine humility, it doesn't. So Yitachin, maybe the answer is as follows. Avad l'chavos avavos, his certainly his she'ifa was that in Tavshin Pevav, you know, we'd still be studying his sefer. But let's say Moshe l'mad avadom. Let's say, parents have a small child, he's 5 years old, who's very sick, and the best thing to do would be to consult a big mumcha, but he's out of network, so it's going to be very expensive. But they actually do have the money, but the money is in, they put the money away, it's in a college account, wherever the money is. So let's say, you know, we can't touch that money because we have to worry about what's going to be in 20 years, what's going to be in 40 years. So obviously that's wrong because there isn't going to be a 20 years unless the child gets better now. So maybe the pshat is, L'chavos L'vavos Avada, he understands that by writing it in Judeo-Arabic, that's going to become dated. Does he know how soon it will become dated? No, presumably not. So he can't tell you whether it's 50 years or 200 years, but either way, in terms of the overall scheme of history, of course he knows it's going to become dated. Right? There's no reason to think that everything written in English is going to be read in, the Torah written in English are going to be read in 100 years from now. So Avada, he knows, but he'll say, I don't have the luxury of worrying about posterity. I have to worry about this generation. If I think this generation is drowning, then I don't have the luxury of saying that. So if, and that's what he says, that in this generation, he says, if I'll write it in Lashon HaKodesh, which clearly would have been more natural for him, right? Because he says, "Ain any baki but tzachus lashon harav." He doesn't say, "I'm not a writer." Some people, that they have a koach to speak, they don't have a koach to write. Some people have a koach to write, not a koach to speak. He doesn't say, "I don't have a koach to write." He says, "No, Arabic is not my, that's not my mama lashon." I shouldn't use exactly those words, but see, he doesn't say that I can't. The malachas ksiva is foreign to me. No, the easier thing, the more natural thing for him would have been to write in Lashon HaKodesh, but no, Neshi Yikrov Elohim, Lerov Anshei Dorenu. So that's always a tension, but at the end of the day, the Chachmei HaMasorah can't be looking only at posterity, because it's their first obligation is to make sure the Torah gets to the next generation. And then that generation's first obligation is to make sure it gets to the next generation. And when there was a tension between the two, so that's what... that's what the Chavos HaVavos says, so Blas Bera, it wasn't the question which language I was going to write it in. It had to be written in Judeo-Arabic. It was the need of that generation. And that's certainly true for... I think it's certainly true for Rav Sadia and Rav Yehuda Halevi. It could be the Rambam's cheshbon with the Mora is a different cheshbon. I'm not sure it's the same cheshbon. Yeah, that was his cheshbon for Parash Mishnayos, but I'm not sure that's the cheshbon. So Mustama, again, Hamura Mina Omra, if it's not the Tzara Hador that the Chachmei HaMasorah are responding to, so then Avada, it should be written in Lashon HaKodesh, because that's obviously the eternal language for Talmud Torah. That's always going to be... but when it's the Tzara Hador, so then the Tzara Hador is Machriya over posterity. You have to get there. The bigger question is, why did the Rambam write something like Sefer Mitzvahs in Arabic? So it's like a famous truth. Well, the Rambam says, I have charat that I love in Arabic. But you have to understand, you know, may come like yourself, but why? He said, you know, and I hope I'll have time to rewrite it in Lashon HaKodesh. So, sue the Sultan that the Rambam didn't have time to rewrite it in Lashon HaKodesh. And the Chumash, so the Rambam says he had charata. He says that he had charata. They asked him to have Mishnah Torah translated into Arabic, and he said, "Adrab, I had charata that I wrote Sefer Mitzvahs in Arabic." I don't know. So it's like you have to figure out what may come like a sefer. The kasha is mostly okay. So, in this autobiographical. Glimpse that we're given, so the Chavazavav is here and I was holding that he was ready to drop the whole project. The Kasha is Amosi, the Hosir Masa HaTorah Chazer Me'alai, Ulahaniach Li Mechabiro, Shavti V'chashadati Esnafshi, Al Bacha Rabbi Menucha, V'lishkon B'ma'on Ha'atzla B'hashked V'bitcha. ויורסי שיהיה הרצון הטייבו להניח המחשוב והזוס, ושהוא ייתני על דרך המנוחה והשלווה, ולהסכם על ההנוחה ולשבס במושה ואצלס. So I began to think that maybe my reservations were a Yetzer Hara masquerading as a Yetzer Hatov. Maybe I was just copping out. Maybe that was the easy way out, was to invoke my inadequacy and lack of consummate skill in Arabic. V'yadati ki kamos cholim ovdu ba'avu hamora. That excessive fear and reservation can cause a person to lose what he would otherwise have been able to attain. Not exactly the same emphasis, but there's an extraordinary comment that the Baal HaMor has in his Hagdoma to the Baal HaMor. Al Kain Mole Cheshek Lev Kol Chacham Lev Lidrosh Veloso Bechochma Lahovin Ulahaskil Im Lahayamin Im Lahasmeil Ben Ha'emes Ben Ha'sheker Lahorus Ulahavdil. So any person who's a chacham leiv is overflowing with this desire to pursue emes and to differentiate between emes and shekel. L'horos l'havdil. V'yesh asher yigva hacheshek. This is extraordinary. V'yesh asher yigva hacheshek halze alibo. Sometimes that desire, that bakoshes emes, that desire for emes, becomes so strong ad sheyira'eh, until it appears kechoshek hayotze miderech hatznius, that he's overstepping his boundaries. Ad sheyira'eh kechoshek hayotze miderech hatznius v'hamusar v'hasiro mas v'haboshes me'alponav livchon ha'emes, when he removes the veil of inhibition, of boshes, of inhibition, again in his with that burning desire to discern emes. Ke'inyan shenema, as David Melech says, v'adabe v'edusecha negid melachim v'lo evosh, v'yesh remez l'dova hazeh. Listen to this. There's a remez that a person, again, a chacham leiv, that a person is supposed to overcome inhibitions in the pursuit of truth, and again, and he used that imagery of a masve of boshes, of a veil of inhibition. V'yesh remez l'dama hazeh b'masve shehoyo Moshe meisi me'alponav b'vo'u l'davi me'adona v'kabel zohar Hahod, the Karne Hakovin, the name Melech Hakovin Yishtavach Shema. He says that there's a remnant to that, in the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he would go into Ol Moed to receive the Vuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would remove the masva. So says the Baal HaMor that the remnant in that is that, again, that what the masva represents is this something which is holding back, right? It's in the sense of obstructing vision, right? It's holding back. So it represents inhibition, and lemaisa, a person, again, it has to obviously be understood in the right sense and done on the right level, but a person has to overcome that inhibition to attain the truth that he's capable of attaining. To learn what he's capable of learning. V'kama chesronim gorim osom hapachad, and again, this fear of inadequacy, and sometimes fear of inadequacy is very well placed. Like, this doesn't mean that anything any of us feel inadequate for, we should overcome. No, most of the time, it's well placed. V'kama chesronim gorim osam hapachad, and how many deficiencies that excessive fear, that inappropriate fear. V'zacharti divei ha'omer, and I reminded myself, I was reminded of the saying, min hazihiras shalotar velihizahir. That one thing amongst things you have to be nizer for, you have to be nizer and not being nizer too much. Right? Min hazihiras, right? Within the midah of zahiras is to be nizer, not to be too nizer, to know when it's excessive. Shalotar velihizahir. V'amarti, Shemhoyo komis aseg beinyan meinyani hatova o lahoros haderach hayishav v'hanachona shoseg v'omed ad sheyigam elo kol ritzono. If a person held himself to, if everyone held himself to the exacting standard of absolute, complete mastery and have every relevant skill, if everyone will hold himself to that answer, to that standard, lo hoya adam adav adav achre hanavi amalei mashalom. So the last one to have said anything, last one time I've said anything would have been Malachi, when he said Zechudos Moshe Abdi. And after that, things would have gone silent. Asher b'chorim Hashem l'shlichuso v'imtzom be'ezraso. V'ilu hoya kol mi shevotze l'malas lo kol midos hatov v'lo yochol hasigam maniach v'asher yizdamen lo mehen. Hoya kol b'nei odem reikim min hatovos v'chaser min hachamudos v'shovim b'mutzas tochalas nechzova v'hoyu shvile hatov shomemim. The pathways of tov would be desolate. U'ma'onos hachesed ne'ezor. So it obviously takes self-knowledge, but just about everything in life does, to know when we're appropriately being nizer and when it crosses the line into riboy zehirus. Okay, let's think.